it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's an old saying, there's no such thing as a selfless good deed. We're seeing if you could prove that wrong at 412-928-9370, and someone texts in paying your child support. I don't think that's selfless. You are helping your child.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Texter, a good deed is supposed to make you feel good. It's selfless because you don't expect anything in return or because it negatively impacts you. Yes, but that good feeling means it's not selfless. Because some could argue that you're doing it just for the good feeling. Dopamine.
Well, the selfless part of it is like, yeah, I think that the texter is correct. The selfless part of it is, yeah, I'm not getting anything back out of this. But maybe internally I get something back, but not anything hard back. Like anything that's concrete back.
If you donated your kidney so that I could survive, is that a selfless good deed?
Yes.
I don't think so.
That would be one. How am I getting? Well, because I'm helping you, but I'm also.
And then you get to be around me all the time.
But I'm also
a joy.
I'm also hurting myself.
Yeah.
All right. I've gotten the internet's perspective on this. The AI overview.
Good. Good.
Would you give me your kidney?
Me give you my kidney?
Yeah. If I needed it.
Yes.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Ask me if I'd give you mine.
No. The term. Means that a truly altruistic act without any benefit to the person performing it is impossible because even seemingly selfless actions provide some kind of internal reward, such as good feelings, the satisfaction of being moral, or a sense of accomplishment.
Wow. Yeah.
You're putting yourself over. Like Texter writes in, holding the door open for someone. No, I want them to think, oh, what a nice guy. Every time.
That is true.
I always hold the door open. Because I think of myself as a nice guy, but I want other people to think of me as a nice guy. Bang.
I still think you could do good things. Well, okay. I mean, I guess.
I know.
It's not a tangible reward.
I painted you into a box with this one. Texter, taking the blame for someone at work. No, there's always a quid pro quo. There's always you're scratching my back, I'll scratch yours. I'll do something for you so that later down the road, you owe me.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. We're all dirtbags when you think about it.
Yeah.
Texter, Crowley sounds cynical, but it really is just Freudian. Essentially, everything you do is to get laid. I mean, if you help an old lady cross the street, I don't think that's necessarily what you're going for.
Yeah, like I would no. I'm not trying to do that.
Now, what if I told you she had a trick hip? Do you know Jane Goodall died? Penguins tonight against the New York Islanders, 7 o'clock, PPG Paints Arena. Should we go? I would love to go. I didn't go to a Penguin game last year. I wanted to go to the Flurry game, but I was in Ireland. Did you guys hear about my trip to Ireland? I hope Artur Shelov starts in goal tonight. I never want to see Tristan Jarry again. Also, we could see the return of Brian Rust. I don't think tonight, but soon. When you get Rust and McGroarty back, I would still like Ben Kindle to stay up. That guy looks pretty damn good to me.
Why did you bring up Jane Goodall?
R.I.P.
I mean, just in the middle of that, you talked about a trick hip, and then you bring up Jane Goodall. Like, did you know Jane Goodall died?
That's because I went from old ladies crossing the street to an old lady who recently passed.
No, to trick hip.
Oh, yeah. I did take a stop at Trick Hip Island. That was where my connecting flight was, and then eventually I landed on Jane Goodall. There's also another saying, no good deed goes unpunished. People are saying we're selfless for waking up at 3 a.m. to entertain the masses, and thank you for listening because our ratings were through the roof. Because we rock. Yes, Harry?
I'm just staring at you. I have nothing to say.
All right, one more text on this. Your wife getting it on with you? No, because she gets the added benefit of shutting me up.
Do you shut up?
No, because, and I found this.
Do you talk during intercourse the whole time? Are you one of those people?
That's a really personal question.
Do you have your own talk show?
I do.
With your wife?
Oh, she hates it. There are times where she'll say, you're doing your radio thing again. You got your radio voice on.
No way.
Yeah, not during sex.
Oh.
No.
Oh, that's
no.
what I'm talking
about. Yeah, I was about to say, what?
I don't know why this just popped into my head, but imagine Iron Eagle having sex. Oh! All right. Good penguin talk.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.